This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Kyle Schwarber's at the plate right now, Matt. What odds would you have on him hitting another home run or having another homer that is aided by the right fielder knocking it into the corn?
I would not bet on it, but if he hit one, it would not surprise me either. Kyle Schwarber, two home runs tonight. And like you said, the second one was knocked over the fence by the right fielder's glove. Looked like we almost had it. We got a flag in the end zone, and Steelers are going to be at the one-yard line. Up 21-9 with 1:51 to go. Tim, I think you might have a winner on the Steelers tonight.
All right. Good start tonight. And, Matt, your total, could we get it?
Don't even
start. We got Trey Smack. Yeah. Let's get him to hit a 60-yarder as the time expires to get it to 28-12.
Well, this game obviously could have gone over the total, but the Steelers had that drive in the first quarter that got down to the goal line. They actually had a touchdown taken off the board, and then they had a touchdown catch. That was where his right foot was out of bounds, and then he got no points, and that killed that total tonight. But it's going to get close to the number. The more concerning thing here is the bet on the Raiders. This Las Vegas defense is dog, you know what.
Thank you for not saying.
You know what?
What you were thinking. As we get touchdown, a touchdown.
Steelers.
One-handed catch.
What a grab.
Drew Aller, baby. He is... He's feeling it tonight. We were told there would be lots of snaps for Drew Aller, and he is he's done well so far. 27-9, extra point pending here for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we'll see if who's playing right now for Kyren Drones. Your man that you need. Maybe a pick six.
That's the thing about you got the 2-minute drill here for the Packers, but you don't have a passing quarterback in the game, and that's a big problem. But Kyle McCord was still in the game. He'd have a pretty good shot, but Kyren Drones probably not going to be able to drive the Packers down the field. So that's a negative. What do we have here? Another field goal for the Cardinals. 27-14, Arizona with the lead on Las Vegas. Well, I think Fernando Mendoza should come out for at least one more series here.
I would hope so. His last series was not all that impressive. By the way, spread implications again in Cincinnati.
Is that right?
Touchdown Lions. Luke Altmaier, not wearing 20, throws a touchdown pass, and it is 16-14 in Cincinnati. So this was a big mover in favor of Cincinnati, and the Lions covered the first half thanks to two field goals in the final 34 seconds. And now a touchdown, Matt, with a minute 28 to go, a 12-play, 80-yard Luke Altmaier-led drive, and it looks like the Lions are going to cover against the Cincinnati Bengals tonight.
Who knows? If the Bengals go 3-and-out, the Lions might be able to win the game.
That's true.
A 16-14 in Cincinnati, we got a Patriots 13-7 lead over the Colts with 12.5 minutes to go in the Foxborough. Cardinals up 13. Chargers up 13-7 on the Texans late third quarter. And Titans and Niners now tied at 7 tonight. Greg Peterson had a tweet here tonight. If I'm reading it, you know it's probably not going to be good news for Greg. But the tweet by Greg is... to think, we have this amazing MLB Field of Dreams game, and others are choosing to watch football games full of guys who will play a meaningful snap during the regular season. You left out a word there, and he ends it with tisk, tisk.
Mm.
Greg, find something else to do tonight. Don't tweet anymore.
7-1 is the score in that amazing Field of Dreams game between the Phillies and the Twins. Speaking of big-time games, I don't know if I'm going to call it amazing because the Brewers have dropped 3 in a row, but the Dodgers take on the Brewers, Matt. Last time we saw these teams in the playoffs, it was a dominant performance by the Los Angeles Dodgers sweeping the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers, oddly enough, swept the Dodgers last year in the regular season, and they have not played yet this season, I believe, if I'm reading this right. No.
I thought they played a series in
Milwaukee.
No, they
did. They did play it in Milwaukee. Excuse me. For some reason, I thought they still had another series in Milwaukee with the Dodgers. But we get it started tonight, Matt, where the Dodgers with Sasaki on the hill. Slight favorites. Not massive. $1.37 favorites here for the Dodgers.
Well, Brewers desperately need a win. Their division lead over the Cubs down to 3.5 games. Roky Sasaki, what will you get from the Dodgers starter tonight? It's hard to say. He's got 20 starts this season, only 6 quality starts. But he can look outstanding at times and other times not so hot. But over 105 innings, 106 strikeouts, whip of 128, ERA of 4.54. The thing about Sasaki is he's got some nasty stuff. Will Hill and I have talked about this on a couple of occasions on our Friday night show. Take Sasaki against the Mets on July 24th in New York. 7 innings, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, gives up 1 run. Dodgers win that game 4-2. Other starts by Sasaki, not so impressive. I was at a game in L.A. in early July. Tim, I think you remember this game. Sasaki started against the Padres, and he was down 6-0 early in that game. Dodgers came all the way back to win 12-7. But Sasaki that night, 3 innings, 7 hits, 3 homers. He got bombed off the mound early in that Dodgers comeback win. You're just not sure what you're going to get. I would imagine you get something like 6 innings, 2 earned runs out of him tonight. But the Brewers got to be playing with a little bit of urgency here. Their division lead is slipping away. They had the best record in baseball, dropped 3 games in a row in San Diego. I don't have a play on this game tonight, but on any other night, this would be our game of the night here on VSIN Primetime.
Shane Drouin will get the start for the Brewers. Last time out, not great. Gave up 6 runs on 9 hits against the Minnesota Twins. Gave up a couple of homers as well, Matt. So we will see what we get from him. He did, going back to May, we talked about that series against the Dodgers. He actually pitched twice out of the bullpen against the Dodgers. So he has faced the Dodgers a couple times so far this season. The slight positive news for the Brewers is that the Cubs didn't sweep the Washington Nationals as the Nats beat them 7-0 earlier today. All right, Matt, desperation time. Kyren Drones, let's get into field goal range and let smack another field goal here for the Green Bay Packers.
Kyren Drones having all types of problems here, getting away from pressure. He gets sacked again. It's not going to happen for him. The quarterback you needed here to engineer a 2-minute drive was Kyle McCord, but he's out of the game. Kyren Drones does not look like an NFL quarterback.
No, he does not. So I don't think Kyren Drones is going to be on the active roster for the Green Bay Packers, and might be surprised if he makes the practice squad at this rate. But 28-9 looks like it'll be the final score there in Pittsburgh as the Packers going to punt it back to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that is going to be our first final of the night here as the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to get the victory over the Green Bay Packers. And if you're the Green Bay Packers or a backer of the Packers, the positive to know is you got a kicker. Trey Smack, the kicker from Florida, was a 6th-round pick, hit multiple 50-yarders. One of them didn't count because of a personal foul, but that's the one takeaway you take from the Green Bay Packers. And, you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Matt, hard to really read too much into games like this. I will say Kaden Wiegen, the 4th-round pick out of Iowa, looks like he could be a guy that maybe they utilize in gadget roles and punt returning. We talked to Thor Nystrom a bit about him. He showed his breakaway speed on a 74-yard catch on a slant across the middle. So kind of a unique guy there, if you will, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think the takeaway here for bettors is overreaction in the market, right? The news comes out that the Packers are going to play their starters. Jordan Love's going to play. Big move to the Packers. They close 3-point favorites at a bunch of books, including Circa, and they score a total of 9 points tonight. Don't overreact to starters playing because it might be Jordan Love for one series.
Yep.
Right? And you were on the right side here, taking the 3 with the Steelers, and they're going to win this game 28-9.
Steelers win it as they are kneeling it out right now as the Pittsburgh Steelers get the 19-point victory. The Las Vegas Raiders trying to cut into this deficit here against the Arizona Cardinals. Matt, is Mendoza's
in the game.
Still
he's,
in the game.
He's leading a drive here. He looks pretty good on this drive. This is probably going to be his final drive of the night. We'll see if he can put points on the board with the Raiders down 27-14. And I would expect that if Mendoza leads a TD drive here that he will probably sit the rest of the fourth quarter, but that's play is not going to work. A handoff to the left, and that's going to be a 3-yard loss. This is going to be 3rd-and-7.
Good to have football back in our lives here, Matt, as the Tennessee Titans 49ers game is about to be on our television screen here. This was a game where you saw market overreaction, potentially. The Tennessee Titans starters were about expected to play about 15 to 20 snaps. Cam Ward, 5 of 12, 57 yards. He had a touchdown run from Tony Pollard. And Curtis Rourke got a good chunk of action in this one. He went 12 of 14, Matt, for the San Francisco 49ers, and a short touchdown run from Patrick Taylor. So 7-7 is the score there between the 49ers and the Titans, and Adrian Martinez right now in for the San Francisco 49ers, Matt.
Well, you knew the Brock Purdy has got to be protected here in the preseason. You're going to see backups like Mac Jones and Adrian Martinez quite a bit. I just feel like Kyle Shanahan's one of those coaches who would like to skip the preseason, get straight to Australia to start week one with all the injuries the Niners have had. I kind of feel the same way about Ben Johnson and the Bears. We'll talk about that game coming up this weekend. Browns-Bears. Hopefully the Browns are a better bet than the Raiders were tonight. And we'll see how those Browns quarterbacks play. You realize Deshaun Watson's going to play for the first time since October 2024.
Just a reminder, folks, over at VSiN.com, we've got an intro offer, $9.99. You get everything we have to offer as a VSiN Pro subscriber, including our NFL and college football betting guides. VSiN.com/subscribe.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't like to see this, Matt. A guy that we followed the legend of his season a year ago was a Lou Groza Award finalist, Kansei Matsuzawa, the Tokyo Toe. We saw him kick a game-winning field goal in person out in Stanford, or out in Hawaii against Stanford. Kicked a kickoff out of bounds and now just missed a 38-yard field goal. Not how you're going to put pressure on the incumbent kicking situation.
Yeah, he might get cut tomorrow. You can't miss a short kick like that. And I don't know what was wrong there with his kick. It looked like he was in slow motion.
Pushed it right. It was just,
a poor kick.
In Allegiant Stadium, after it's perfect conditions.
After he kicks the ball out of bounds. Hey, you miss a short field goal and you kick the ball out of bounds. That's not what you want as a rookie trying to stick around with the Raiders. So a very tough start for him. And tough start for the Raiders in general tonight. I think the positive you take away is Kirk Cousins had a great opening drive. Fernando Mendoza had a couple of big-time throws tonight, including a touchdown throw. But this Raiders defense has just been bulldozed by the Cardinals. And that's why Arizona has a 27-14 lead. I thought the Arizona defense is going to be the worst one on the field by far tonight, but that's not the case. It's a Raiders defense. It's far worse D on the field.
I will say, the outside of the first drive that you mentioned, that was a positive for Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. The other positive, Mike Washington Jr., out of Arkansas, had a, 65-yard run? Was it that long? But he cut it inside, outside. Trevor Sikkema just retweeted this. Those feet at 223 pounds and 4.33 speed. Woo, buddy. We got a live one. And Mike Washington, fourth-round pick. Could be a nice 1-2 punch potentially down the road here with Ashton Jeanty and Mike Washington Jr. But that was pretty impressive of a run there for the Las Vegas Raider rookie. But it is going to be an Arizona Cardinal victory, it looks like, Matt.
That was a 53-yard run by Mike Washington. And, I thought that was one of the better draft picks the Raiders have made. And really, they have not made very many good draft picks the last couple of years. But Jack Beck, receiver from TCU, second-year pro, looks like he's going to be either a Kirk Cousins or a Fernando Mendoza favorite on third down. Jack Beck looks like a pretty promising wide receiver. If you graded the wide receiver positions across the NFL, the Raiders would be near the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have any playmakers at that position. They really need a guy like Jack Beck to step up.
Yeah, you look at the tight ends. Michael Mayer scored the Raiders' first touchdown. Of course, they have Brock Bowers as well. The tight end position is solid, but the wide receivers, a bit of an issue. Matt, update from Houston, and the Los Angeles Chargers just got into the end zone as they have now upped their lead to 19-7, extra point pending there. And that was one of those games where we saw not really much movement, but Houston did go off either 1.5 or 1 point favorite at home, and the Chargers are going to get the win over the Houston Texans. So Cincinnati, by the way, wins but does not cover. That was the biggest mover of the day, and the steam was wrong. The Detroit Lions get a late touchdown to cover that game and also get a late field goal to get a first-half cover. So first-half full-game cover goes to the Detroit Lions in that one, Matt.
Well, also, the steam was wrong on the Packers against the Steelers, and you capitalized on that by taking the Steelers plus +3. So we here on the first night of the NFL preseason week one, we're seeing some of these steam moves not paying off for the bettors.
And the first half line was a big steam in Tennessee and San Francisco. This number went off at 6 here at Circa, and it doesn't look like Tennessee, barring a San Francisco turnover in short field, is going to cover the first half here as well. So movement on a handful of games has not led to winners. And also, how about big movement in Indianapolis, New England? Game not over yet, Matt, but this game closed 3.5 in favor of Indianapolis, and the Patriots right now lead 13-7 in that one.
We'll mention we had Chuck Edel on the show tonight. Chuck, Las Vegas Pro, former Circa Friday Football Invitational champ, and he played Titans first quarter, Titans first half, laying 4. He won the first quarter bet. It was 7-0 Tennessee at the end of the first. He laid 4 in the first half. Right now it's 10-7 Tennessee. Probably not going to win the first half bet, and he's got the Titans minus -3 in the game. So we'll see how this works out for Chuck tonight.
Matt, looking ahead to the weekend, we've got 3 games tomorrow night. You and Will Hill will be on the air for those games. They will all start right when your show starts. Shout out to our guys, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer. SGP Live is back, the sports gambling podcast, a show that I know so many of you guys like. So excited to have those guys back in the fold this football season. And their season debut, if you will be tomorrow night after you and Will Hill. And you guys will get a full opportunity to look at Miami, Washington, Tampa Bay and the Jets, Denver and Atlanta. Then looking ahead to Saturday, Matt, we've got 7 games on the slate, including the Cleveland Browns taking on the Chicago Bears. And let's get a little update on the Browns quarterback competition.
Steve, elevate is a great word because that's what Todd Monken told me he wants to see from the quarterback. Make it clear for him. He doesn't want to have to choose. He wants the players to leave it out there on the field for him. And I talked to their general manager, Andrew Berry, last week. He told me this decision is going to be decided on 2 factors, playmaking and the operation inside the huddle. When you look at these 2 quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson is the veteran. He's more experienced in the operation. What I mean by that, the guy who can get out of the huddle quicker, who can get to plays quicker, who calls us Todd Monken less anxiety, where Shador has the stronger arm at this point. He's been the quarterback that's taking care of the ball more in camp. And so Todd Monken wants one of these guys to be a little bit more consistent. I think that's what we're going to watch here in the preseason game. This will be Watson's first preseason game since 2024 when he tore that Achilles. Can he respond when the bullets are flying? That's been a concern from people I talked to in camp. Can he, when the pressure's on, can he still have that instinct? And for Shador, can he move fast enough pre-snap and post-snap? He has been better, but there's still room for improvement. Those 2 categories are going to decide who's the Browns quarterback, and it could be another 10 days before we find out who that choice is from Todd Monken.
All right, that's Cameron Wolf on NFL Network talking about the Browns, and there is steam on the Browns. Hopefully that turns out to be a good bet, and that quarterback situation's positive. That's far from a lock, Tim, when you're talking about Deshaun Watson, Shador Sanders. We'll see how that plays out. But I took this out of the story from ESPN. Since Deshaun Watson made his debut in Cleveland, his 33.1 total QBR would rank last among qualifying quarterbacks if he had enough starts to qualify. Well, if you think that's bad, Shador Sanders, the 144th pick of the 2025 draft, started the final 7 games last season. Went 3-4 as a starter, 7 TDs, 10 picks. Sanders had a QBR of 18.9 as a rookie, the fifth lowest mark among 696 quarterbacks with at least 200 attempts in the QBR era since 2006. I mean, these are the quarterbacks we're betting on here with the Browns against the Bears. Hopefully it works out for the best, but I can't say I have a ton of confidence. I did bet the Browns minus one, and we'll see. I don't expect a whole lot from Deshaun Watson. He hasn't played again in 2 years, and I would imagine he's going to be a little bit rusty out there against the Bears. But there is steam on Cleveland, and that should be the right side. Also part of the handicap is the Bears just have a bunch of injuries. Tyson Bagent is going to be the quarterback for the Bears, not Caleb Williams.
Matt, most people think sports betting is about picking winners. Ungambled is built on a different idea, matched betting and arbitrage. It's a tool that teaches you how to use sportsbook bonuses and promotional offers to capture value, whether or not your side covers. And Ungambled backs it up. If you don't turn a profit on your bankroll in 8 weeks, they refund your membership. To learn more, start with the free guide at ungambled.com/VSIN. That's ungambled.com/VSIN. The promo code VSIN for 10% off. Bet smart, bet sharp, excuse me, look square. Matt, Mike Sando, he joined us last week on the show, and his QB tiers column is always one that is often discussed. And Deshaun Watson came in at 31 of the 35 quarterbacks that he polled, that put out there to people around the league. And Shador Sanders came in at number 35 out of 35 of the panelists. How they voted: one tier three vote, 37 tier four, 5 tier five, or excuse me, 12 tier five votes on that. Quote from one defensive coordinator, Matt, regarding Shador Sanders: I'd sleep like a baby if I got to play him every week.
Wow. Okay. That's rough.
Another defensive coordinator on Shador Sanders. Quote, he's not an on-time player, can't really read the coverages, is a little bit heavy-footed. He is thicker and harder to tackle than expected, but you shouldn't lose to him.
Other than that, he looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, he looks great. Looks great. But hey,
Raiders turned the ball over on 4th and 2. Looked like there might have been a flag downfield, but no call. And the Cardinals are going to take over, up by 13. Cardinals are going to win this game tonight.
Shohei Ohtani led off the bottom of the first with a double. Scoreless right now between Dodgers and Brewers. Update from the Field of Dreams game, which is about to conclude in Dyersville, Iowa.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. How about a field goal as time expires in the first half, Matt, in the Titans 49ers game? Why do we bring this up? Because our guest earlier tonight had the Tennessee Titans first quarter and first half, and he got it at a better number than where the market closed, Matt. And the San Francisco 49ers, with 18 seconds to go, decided to kick a field goal from 61 yards. Came up short. What does that do? It gives the Titans field position at midfield, short pass, run up the middle, McPherson field goal. Time expires, Matt, 13-7, and Chuck Edel gets a winner-winner chicken dinner there.
Chuck Edel with the miracle cover with the Titans in the first half. He laid Titans minus four, and he gets the unlikely sequence of events there at the end of the first half for the Titans to get the field goal and cover that number. Nice job. Nice bet by Chuck and a good number, and he gets a lucky break at the end of the first half.
Speaking of this game, Matt, how about this note from Josh Dubow of the Associated Press? 49ers wide receiver Deshaun Stribling is the first rookie since at least 2015 to have 7 catches in the first half of his team's first preseason game. Previous high was 6 in that span, Matt. So could Stribling be a guy that people look at when it comes to the rookie of the year? And with all the injuries that the 49ers have, you know, that could be, we'll see his workload.
I just texted Chuck Edel, miracle cover, and he texted me. He wasn't even watching. He said, wow, are you serious? What happened? I said, well, the Niners missed a 61-yard field goal, and that's what happened.
Man.
He'd probably given up. See, sometimes, Tim, you just got to give up hope.
That's right. You're the king of that. By the way, I don't know what his number was entering tonight, but Dejon Stribling is now 19-1 to win Rookie of the Year at FanDuel. Odds up right now, Mendoza plus 470. This is FanDuel. Jeremiah Love plus 490. Both are in action in the same game tonight. Carnell Tate 6-1. Jordan Tyson plus 650. He was dealing with a slight injury, I believe, at practice the other day. Jadarian Price plus 850 and Stribling at 19-1, as is Mekhi Lemon at 19-1, Offensive Rookie of the Year.
We are underway at Dodger Stadium. Brewers have a runner on with one out against Roki Sasaki. And, again, this is a game Milwaukee needs to get after the sweep in San Diego. And we'll see if the Brewers can get back on the winning track tonight. The Cubs did lose today, so a little bit of good news from Milwaukee, but got to win. And this is the start of a four-game series in L.A. It's probably going to be our game of the night on Friday night. I believe the Miz is going to pitch on Saturday. Is that correct?
Miz is pitching Saturday. I believe Scooble is going on Sunday. By the way, Corey, our producer, let me know that Stribling 20-1 at DraftKings prior to today. DraftKings does not have their Rookie of the Year odds up at this moment. Matt, blowout situation in Houston. The Chargers, who closed as a slight dog, are now up 27-7 over the Houston Texans in that one.
Well, it's interesting. JVT and I talked about this game a little bit off the air today, I believe. I don't think we talked about it on the air, but Davis Mills and Graham Mertz as the quarterbacks behind C.J. Stroud, I think that's one of the weaker quarterback situations in the NFL. At least for the preseason. And the Texans had not much offensive production tonight. The Chargers had those backup situation with Trey Lance and DJ Uiagalelei battling for the number two spot. So Chargers, I believe, closed 1-point favorites here at Circa, right?
They did, yeah. Circa, I think, was a pick. And I think there were some 1.5s in favor of the Houston Texans. By the way, coming down to the wire, we might have a tie ball game here. New England and the Colts, 13-13.
No overtime in the preseason, by the way.
The Colts just kicked the Colts from Spencer Schrader, a 61-yard field goal to tie the game up at 13-all. We've seen some big kicks here tonight across the NFL preseason. Still going on, Matt, the Raiders and the Cardinals. How would you assess the rookies' plays in Raiders-Cardinals tonight? Fernando Mendoza, 10 of 16, 97 yards, a touchdown. And Jeremiah Love, who had 14 touches for 72 yards, 11 carries for 58 yards.
Love looked really good. That's what we expect. He's an elite athlete, a running back, and he's going to make plays. I thought the Cardinals' offense showed a lot tonight. That's also an indictment of the Raiders' defense. But the Cardinals look Jacoby Brissett, Gardner Minshew, Jeremiah Love, Tyler Allgeier, Marvin Harrison Jr. It looks like the Cardinals are going to be able to move the ball. I don't know if their defense is going to make many stops when we get to the game's account. But Arizona looked good offensively, and I liked what Love did tonight. As far as Raiders, hey, look, Mendoza was fine. Cousins looked sharp to start the game. Mendoza was fine. You're not going to make too much of that. I think the biggest problem the Raiders have is obvious coming out of this game is their defense is still a work in progress because it looks worse than it was last year.
You know, Matt, you mentioned.
But you don't have Max Crosby out there. You don't have some of your frontline guys. But I still think the Raiders' defense is definitely a problem.
So, Matt, you mentioned, and right now, 8,290 entries into Circa Survivor. There will be over 20,000, we believe, at the end of the day. The guarantee is $20 million. You look at the board week one, and you mentioned the Raiders right now are 3.5-point favorites against the Dolphins. You would never, I can't say never, you are unlikely to use the Raiders the rest of the year. How many folks seriously consider the Raiders, and is that a risk worth taking considering it's a preseason game? As you mentioned, no Max Crosby tonight. The offense looked good when Kirk Cousins was in there. But is that a risk you're willing to take in week one that's got $20 million on the line?
Probably have to take that risk on, you know, we're going to have multiple entries and more than 10. So I'm probably going to have to use Raiders on, at least a few. Because, to get to the end of the line in Survivor, you're going to have to use 20 different teams, right? And you can't use the big favorites every week. At some point, you got to use a team like the Raiders. A home opener against the Dolphins, that's a game the Raiders should be able to win. And if they can show a little bit more positive signs here in the rest of the preseason, I probably will put a few entries on the Raiders and Survivor in week one. You're not going to have a bunch. I'm not going to overdo it because you definitely have concerns. I mean, if you played the Raiders on a bunch of entries in Survivor in week one, you lost, you would feel like an idiot. But I think you have to take that chance with some of your entries when you have multiple entries. And again, if you're in Survivor, you really need to have at least a minimum of 5 entries to have a shot because you're going to have so many groups out there with 200 entries or more that if you don't have at least 5 or 10 or 20 as a group, you really don't have much of a shot.
Chargers going to be the number one pick week one against the Cardinals. There's no doubt they're going to be the number one, but you mentioned it, Matt. What if the Cardinals go out there and beat the Chargers week one? The chaos and the carnage of that of the Survivor contest is going to be absolutely wild.
Wouldn't stun me. Some of the craziest results you see in the NFL season happen in week one. Tim, last year the Raiders beat the Patriots in Foxborough in week one. The Raiders finished 3-14, and the Patriots finished in the Super Bowl. Right? So,
what was it, 2021 when the Jaguars, who won one game all season, or was it the Colts? Who won?
I'll tell you one of the craziest week one results ever is I believe it was 2001. Chris Massaro would know this off the top of his head, but I think it was 2001 season. Patriots lost in week one at Buffalo 38-0. Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl that year. They lost 38-0 in week one and went on to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. I'm looking back at 2021.
Oh, was that when the Colts lost to Jacksonville? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm trying to remember what the game was.
Brent Musburger.
Or was that 2020? It might have been 2020. Could have been. Yeah, I think it was 2020.
I know Brent played the Colts in Survivor. A lot of people did, and they got beat by the Jaguars on the road in week one.
And it didn't win another game the rest of the year.
Finished 1-15, right?
This contest, man, it is, yep, there it is. Jaguars 27, Colts 20, and that Jaguars team would go on to win no more games the rest of the year. But they won that game in week one back in 2020. Hey, just a reminder, folks, VSiN.com, there are some Survivor advice in our NFL betting guide, plenty of best bets. We're going to have a refresh coming out in a couple of weeks. Also, our college football betting guide is available. Check it out. Just an intro offer, $9.99. Also get our best bets, betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. VSiN.com/subscribe. Intro offer, just $9.99.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Putting a bow on the show, Dustin Sweetelson. Great to have Dustin back in the saddle. Top of the hour, cashing out. You know, football's close. We got SGP fellows coming back to their Friday night post. We've got Dustin Sweetelson with cashing out. It feels good. We got football on televisions, Matt, albeit preseason action. And we got 4 more games tomorrow, but before we get there, let's just quickly recap and run down what we saw so far tonight. Pittsburgh beats Green Bay 28-9. That total stays slightly under, and the underdog does cash in that one. The starters for Green Bay, Matt, did go down the field and kicked a field goal for the Packers to take a 3-0 lead. Any takeaways from Green Bay, Pittsburgh, looking ahead this season?
Not too many for the Steelers, but I thought the Packers found their kicker. That's
Praise
good news.
Smack!
Kickers can be a weapon in the NFL, and Packers found one. They're going to have to find their offense. They didn't have that tonight. We didn't get to see a whole lot of the other games, just some highlights, but I think the Chargers must have looked pretty good on both sides of the ball in that win at Houston. Actually, they're winning. They're up, what is it, a 14-point game late in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, 27-7 right now in the late in the fourth there. Chargers went off as, depending on what book, slight dog, we'll call it, against the Houston Texans. DJ Uiagalelei making his, I don't know, I think he was on the team actually last year, but he's on the Chargers. 5 of 8 for a touchdown. Trey Lance started for the Chargers.
That's one of those things you have to watch, the battles for the number two job. And both L.A. teams have that going on. The Rams are going to be in Kansas City over the weekend, and Stetson Bennett's going to start that game for the Rams. Ty Simpson's also going to play, the first-round pick from Alabama. So that could be a positive sort of a deal for the Rams with Bennett and Simpson dueling for that number two pick. But Bennett's going to get to start. Patrick Mahomes not going to play in that game for KC. Probably not going to play much at all in the preseason. One takeaway I do have, a couple takeaways tonight. Arizona's going to be good offensively. And maybe the Cardinals are going to play in a bunch of high-scoring games this season because their defense, we know, leaves a lot to be desired. Even though the Raiders didn't take full advantage of that tonight, I think Arizona is going to be pretty good offensively. You know, with Jeremiah Love and Marvin Harrison Jr. and the weapons they have, I think you can't dismiss the Cardinals as a joke, especially on offense. So maybe higher scoring games are what you're going to see from Arizona. Also, the Raiders have a real problem on defense. I know some of their first line guys were not out there tonight, but it's obvious the talent's not there. There were some situations tonight where they just looked clueless in terms of trying to stop what the Cardinals were doing. And again, as I say that, the Cardinals just bust off a run of about 15 yards right up the middle against this Raiders defense. So if you're thinking about win totals, I'm definitely not encouraged about playing the Raiders over their win total based on what I've seen tonight.
You know, Matt, it's just one day. So we'll see how the weekend plays it out. But depending how Tennessee and San Francisco finishes, looking like underdogs are going to go. They are 5-0 to start these games here, Matt, based off of the point spread. We do have a tie tonight. And keep that in mind. You know, books are probably not going to give you a really fair price. But do keep that in mind. No overtime in the preseason. Colts and Patriots tied 13-13 tonight. And the biggest line move we saw of the day was Cincinnati-Detroit, and Detroit covered first half and full game, 16-14, the final score, Bengals and Lions.
Chuck Edel took advantage of that, too. He thought that was an overreaction. He said he took the Lions plus 7, and he got there late with the Lions. By the way, last year in the preseason, there were a total of 4 ties, and tonight we have our first one in Foxborough.
Looking ahead to tomorrow, Matt, Miami up to a 3.5-point favorite against Washington. They are doing the joint practice right now in Washington, so my assumption is, I assume that has been officially ruled, but I assume no Jaden Daniels tomorrow for Washington. Is that why we're seeing this big line move here? But that line sits at 3.5 in favor of Miami.
You know, Dan Quinn's also got one of the worst records of all head coaches in the NFL in the preseason, and with the Laremy Tunsil injury, I think the Commander's probably going to not put their first-string offensive line out there too much tomorrow night, and I would be surprised if Jaden Daniels plays at all. A lot of times you see these guys play in the team scrimmages, and guys like Jaden Daniels will sit out the game. I have not seen news on that, but I would expect he is not going to play.
Chuck Edel liked the Jets tomorrow, right? I believe he said, was that another first-half play, first quarter, first half?
I know he's got Jets minus 2.5. I think he's got a good number for the game.
That number is moving big here. Jets now up to a 6-point favorite here at Circa as they take on the Buccaneers. No Baker Mayfield tomorrow. That's something that Chuck mentioned earlier in the show.
Jets are going to play, I believe. I don't know if Geno Smith is going to play. Tampa Bay's got Jake Browning, Connor Bazelak, and Jalen Daniels. I'm not sure if Browning's going to play either, but Bazelak and Daniels could be the quarterbacks most of the way for the Bucs. And then for the Jets, behind Geno Smith, you have Cade Klubnik, Brady Cook, and Bailey Zappe. So that's interesting.
Guy Bailey Zappe.
Hanging around.
Won us a lot of money back in his Western Kentucky season. And then Denver and Atlanta, Matt. Right now, Denver up to a 3.5 or 4-point favorite against the Atlanta Falcons tomorrow night.
Well, the Falcons are not going to play Michael Penix tomorrow night, so Tua is going to be the starter, it looks like, in the first preseason game. And behind Tua, you've got Cooper Rush and Jack Strand. Can you tell me where Jack Strand played college football?
Oh, man.
I'm sure you watched him take a few snaps for the Dragons.
UAB?
Minnesota Moorhead.
Minnesota Moorhead, and UAB's the Blazers. What? Minnesota Moorhead.
I had to look that up when I put together Jack, the depth charts. I said, who the hell is Jack Strand? That's one I did not know. He's the fourth quarterback for the Falcons, and he'll probably get some playing time tomorrow night.
Tyson Badgett, we mentioned that. He will be getting – most of the first half rep there for the Chicago Bears. Cleveland getting some love in the market. That game will be on Saturday. Matt and Will Hill will preview that majority of the time for you on Friday night. Quick update, Matt, from Chavez Ravine. Still scoreless between the Brewers and the Dodgers. One out, bottom of the third inning. Right now, taking a look at where we are from a live standpoint. And that one total down to 5.5 between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Dodgers right around where they were pregame, minus $1.39 or so, as the Dodgers and Brewers, big series out in Chavez Ravine. You could have a flip of who has the best record in Major League Baseball, depending on the outcome of this four-game series. Earlier today, as we alluded to on the show, the Cubs did lose to the Nationals, so the lead in the division of the NL Central, that is currently 3.5. But right now, the Brewers lead over the Dodgers, one game for the best record in the National League.
Yeah, well, good news is the Brewers are not losing yet tonight. So it's final at Allegiant Stadium. And a LaFleur gets his first win. Mike LaFleur gets his first win in the preseason. Cardinals beat the Raiders 27-14. What's up? What happened?
The final total was?
41.5.
41.5, man. Yeah. This game was as high as what, 55.5 is what we saw?
Well, you know, 41 is a key number in totals. I'd never bet over 41.5. I will either find a 41, buy it to 41, or not bet it. I will not bet over 41.5. That is an important number in totals.
So also, I'll say this from a betting standpoint, preseason action. Halftime score, Matt, was 21-14. We got 6 points in the second half. Yeah. So not all games are created equal, but you saw the starters out there. They look pretty sharp. Heck, even the backups look pretty sharp. And after that, it was a whole lot of nothing from these two offenses. Fernando Mendoza, in his debut with the Raiders, once again, preseason, doesn't count. 10 of 16, 97 yards. Did throw a touchdown pass. It was a nice touchdown pass across the middle to Jack Beck. And we mentioned it, Matt, to start the game. Kirk Cousins looked sharp. Offense, one drive, 5 of 6, 50 yards. Touchdown pass to Michael Mayer and Ashton Jeanty, just a handful of carries, 3 for 16 yards. Jeremiah Love, pretty impressive in his debut. Don't want to take too much from it, but 14 total carries, 72 yards for Jeremiah Love. Cardinals win 27-14. The Steam wrong on this one, as the Steam was on the Raiders, and the Cardinals get the win here.
I had the Raiders minus one. The Steam, Raiders close, what, 3.5 point favorites? Yep. And the Cardinals roll in here and basically manhandle them tonight. The Cardinals projected to be the worst team in the NFL, and they come in and beat the Raiders' butts. They, of course, they have a game under their belt, and the trend pointed to the team with the game under its belt, and worked out that way tonight with Arizona. I do think you do have to have some real concerns about the Raiders. I know that they're going to be shrugged off by a lot of people, a lot of Raiders. Oh, it's only a preseason, week one. We had first string guys out there, but you got your butts beat by the Cardinals tonight, and you can't take many positives away from that.
If 4 hours of me and Matt wasn't enough for you, well, guess what? The latest episode of the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast is out. We go through a handful of best bets from a season win total and future standpoint, so check that out wherever you get your podcast. Thanks to Corey, our producer. For Matt Humans, I'm Tim Murray. Dustin Sweetelson up next.